This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. Whether it be a political issue, personal problem, whatever's on your mind goes, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have live streams. The broadband version of the show is there, dial-up version, both of them totally free. So go get them at freetalklive.com. Plus, you should know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and join the Second American Revolution, call them toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. Now, Manwich, it's another three-hour edition here of Free Talk Live.
That's right. We got 3 hours to go.
And it will be this way from here until who knows when.
Yeah. Till it's changed.
Right. So we've got the 9 o'clock hour, the final hour of the show.
Yes.
We're probably going to air a portion of the State of the Union address. Now, wait.
You haven't been lied to enough?
Now, hold on a second. It's not like I want to actually listen to this thing. But it's something that we have kind of done over the years on Free Talk Live is whenever the president has one of these big speeches, we like to give him a little bit of airtime on our show, but talk over him at the same time.
I thought we did it just to fill air.
No, it's actually fun to it's fun to point out all of the lies as he speaks them, and to sort of translate the political the political doublespeak that he uses. So that's coming up in a couple hours.
I love the freedom and liberty crap.
Oh yeah, how he uses that so often. Yeah, exactly.
Please.
All right, so let's start things out though with pit bulls because there's some news out of Oklahoma which is pretty outrageous.
Don't you think we should hold this until our the colonel calls in?
No. There's no guarantee that the colonel's going to call
in. Just kidding.
But also, let's see, coming up, you've got an email about somebody, some socialist emailed in, or somebody with socialist tendencies, I think, emailed in all up and upset about people owning their own roads. So I guess we'll get to that. And your calls as well about anything, 800-259-9231. Out of Oklahoma City. Oklahomans around the state were saddened when a three-year-old child in Moore lost his arm after being viciously attacked by a pit bull terrier earlier this month.
Gosh.
Now the incident has moved a state lawmaker to author legislation that will effectively ban the pit bull breed in the entire state of Oklahoma.
Wow. Now that's not reactionary, is it?
This is actually something that has gone on in other places. I'm not sure how many of them have this. I don't think it's an entire state that does it. I think it's usually a locality that puts some sort of bans or restrictions on pit bulls. But now we're looking at the entire state of Oklahoma.
It's so easy to just slap a label on something, and therefore you can call it bad or good. You can ally yourself with it, or you can ally yourself against it. And, you know, pit bulls are kind of like people. I'll admit to you that pit bulls are they were bred for a certain level of violence, but there's a lot of dogs that were bred for a certain type of violence.
Okay.
Pit bull's fighting style certainly doesn't lend itself to dealing with children, but at the same time, you know, males are essentially all our purpose is to kill stuff.
We should ban males, is what you're saying. Male humans.
You know, I saw an interesting paper on...
Because one male human, and there's plenty of men that have actually killed people.
And lots of them. Testosterone really is the killing drug. Men kill a lot more people than pit bulls do.
Mm.
Lots more maiming.
No doubt.
And I've seen an interesting paper on speculation on what the world would be like if you killed 9 out of 10 men. Interesting. It was
really?
Interesting stuff.
What would the world be like in that case?
Well, it would clearly be run by women.
Yeah.
And the guys that were left would probably have a pretty good time.
We'd be taking out the garbage and doing all sorts of
things. No, I doubt so much. I think we would probably be a revered status. We'd be unusual.
Be interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting.
I don't see that happening.
But we would be dead, right? They would be in revered status. So
here, this is actually apparently a release from the senator. I'm not reading a news article. This is actually from the senator, the representative that's proposing this this law.
Mm.
So Paul Wesselhoft says in the next legislative session, he will introduce a bill modeled after a municipal ordinance in Denver that has withstood two separate legal challenges to get rid of the pit bull. In researching the topic, Wesselhoft says, and maybe it's Wesselhoft?
Wesselhoft.
Wesselhoft. Says he has reviewed over 1,000 articles and legal cases related to pit bull attacks, which often end in death or mutilation of the victims. Many people who own pit bulls say it's other owners who train their pit bulls to be vicious. That there aren't bad pit bulls, just bad pit bull owners. But the fact is that these dogs are bred to fight until their prey is killed. Long before he became a legislator, Wesselhoft says he noticed news stories from around the country detailing how pit bull terriers had attacked and mauled people of all ages, including young children. So he's been on this. He's been watching for a long time. And finally, when it happened in his state, he jumped on the opportunity.
Yeah. Now, here's another problem with the pit bull terrier. The American Staffordshire Terrier isn't really a recognized breed. Now, you can pretty much take any old dog, any old mutt you want and call it a pit bull.
There's usually a lot of pit in mutts, yes.
Not any old mutt, but, you know, pit bull.
If you go into the Humane Society, at least down here, I don't know about in Oklahoma or the rest of the states, down here, most of those dogs have some sort of pit in them.
Right.
Most of them.
Because it's just a dog.
Right.
You know, pit bulls sort of become a catch-all for a short-haired variety of mutt.
Exactly. So here we go. So 3-year-old Cody Yelton was attacked as he was allegedly trying to pet the animal. According to the representative, each time I read about one of these attacks or see the story on TV, I tell my wife, Judy, that dog ought to be outlawed. Now that it's happened to one of my constituents, I've got to do this. I've talked to Cody's parents. He's a hero. Isn't this interesting how it's written? It's just like hero worship.
Yeah.
Like, go, Representative Wesselhoff. You're the man.
Take away our freedom to own a dog.
I've talked to Cody's parents and his grandparents.
Wouldn't all of Mr. Wesselhoff's constituents be a little safer if we all just couldn't have any dogs at all?
That's true. It would guarantee that no one would be bitten by dogs.
Right, and no cats.
What about cats? They scratch people.
They do scratch people, and it leaves a nasty infection.
It could, certainly.
Certainly.
We should ban infections, too, while we're at it. I mean, while we're protecting everyone from everything.
Birds can carry the flu, we know that.
You know, so we should just exterminate all animals with teeth.
Well, forget the teeth. The birds have no teeth. I say we kill them all.
Just every animal.
Yeah.
Okay. What about insects? Those can be pesky.
Pesky.
There's not enough spiders. There's way too many mosquitoes down here in Florida.
You know,
I mean, forget all the trucks.
Flies carry disease.
There's all these trucks that drive around here in Florida, mosquito control trucks.
Mm-hmm.
Why spend so much money on all those trucks when you could just sign a law that bans mosquitoes?
That'd be great.
Well, I don't even know if this thing actually gets into the details of the law. Yes, here it is. Okay. Here are some of the requirements for the proposed law. He says the primary goal of this bill will be to require anyone who owns a pit bull terrier to house the animal in a structure that is, quote, solid and impenetrable by a child. Pit bull owners would have to keep their dogs behind an 8-foot-high fence that also extends at least 1 foot into the ground in order to prevent the dogs from digging out. Can you imagine this? You're going to have a pit bull checking bureaucracy to go around and monitor the fence lengths of people's homes and things like that?
I don't know what happened in this particular case, and quite frankly, I don't care. I can tell you that...
Kid was probably pulling its tail or something.
I'm not saying that happened.
We don't know.
You know, there's certainly cases where, dogs have gotten out.
Sure.
They've run people down. They've mauled them. There's also been cases where people get, and people and children, go into the wrong place. You know, and at that point, it's not good.
Wow. There would be a grandfather clause in this. The bill would have provisions designed to bring about an eventual ban of pit bulls, but they have to grandfather the ones that are existing in. So what they're going to do, according to this bill, is they would mandate that if you have a pit bull, that you would have to have your dog spayed or neutered, and the animal would need regular rabies shots. So therefore, if somebody finds out that you have a pit bull, maybe one of your neighbors finds out this law gets passed, and they call you up and rat you out to the pit bull authorities and say, "Hey, I think Manwich, he doesn't have his dog spayed." And then they're going to come over there and force you to do it. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today. For just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll free 1-800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. We're inside hour number one of this program. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Sign up for the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first if you're on the updates list. You can get on it for free, of course, by going to updates.freetalklive.com. Again, that's updates.freetalklive.com. So we're talking about the newest contraband, pit bulls. Oklahoma. They're looking at passing. Now, this law, I think, hasn't even come up close for a vote yet. It's being proposed by one of their representatives. Of course, like all laws, as a knee-jerk reaction to something that happened. You ever notice that, man? Which whenever something happens in the world, well, the first response from a legislator is, there must be a law.
Yeah, well, that's all they know how to do.
In fact, this guy claims that his whole adult life he's been seeing stories about pit bulls and talking about how there ought to be a law, but he had to wait.
Waiting to pounce.
He waited until a little three-year-old got bitten up by a pit bull before he finally decided to do something about it. Like, actually, anything's going to happen if he bans pit bulls. I mean, he's talking about banning pit bulls from the state. You want a prohibition on pit bulls? That's what this guy wants. Luckily, all of the sensible people in the state, people that actually care about animals, like the Humane Society and those types of people, they're against the ban. Because they understand that these are just dogs.
Well,
they may be a little more aggressive than normal, but it all depends on how you raise these dogs.
I'll tell you, here's another problem, is it sort of perpetuates this pit bull mystique or myth. I'm not,
right.
You know, I mean, they certainly are the, according to insurance stats, the bitingest, most dangerous dogs you've got in
the United
States.
There's also a lot of them, too.
There are a bunch of them.
Do they break it down, like, per dog? I mean, do they break it down, like,
they do not.
There's 100,000 pit bulls versus 20 Dachshunds?
Well, this is an issue of Dachshunds. Dachshunds?
Whatever.
They,
Hey, man, I went to government school. Cut me a break.
No, the only thing is, do you want a pit bull? Well, this is what your insurance is.
Yeah.
Because they're, you know, most of the bites come from pit bulls.
Right.
Statistically, you know, I don't think they break it down that way. Now, insurance companies are good for statistics, but they're only good in telling you, you know, or, well, it's the bitingest dog.
Yeah, it might just be a good way to get a little bit of extra money out of pit bull owners.
Sure.
Because there's so many of them.
But, you know, the problem is it's kind of like guns. The only people that are going to own pit bulls now in Oklahoma are the people that would train their pit bulls to bite people and fight in pits.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because pit bulls are used for this. They're used as fighting dogs, ring dogs.
Right.
And now it's only going to be those people that have them. Instead of the good people that had them, you know, these loving animals, these loyal, supposedly very loyal beasts.
They're good dogs, man.
Yeah.
I had a pit mix for a little while, and she died, unfortunately, on the operating table when she went in for her surgery. But, man, what a sweet little dog. I mean, a little bit rambunctious, but that's about it.
I think that most puppies are rambunctious.
Yeah, of course. I didn't notice anything different, different behavior from that dog than anyway. It all depends on who's raising it. So what you're pointing out here, man, which is that since all the good law-abiding people will give up their pit bulls or, you know, send them out of state or whatever.
Pretty much have to, yeah.
Whatever it is they do. So the only pit bulls remaining will be the worst of the worst. And
right.
That means the worst of the worst will breed with the worst of the worst. And then if they get out, then we're really looking at some trouble.
Yeah, then you have a big problem. And what about the people that want to protect their property? That they want a vicious beast between them and the outside world for whatever reason. I'm not prepared to tell those people that they're not allowed to do that.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, life, liberty, and property are protected in the Constitution, and that's what they should be able to do.
And, well, I mean, as long as you keep it on your property, if your vicious beast crosses over to my property line, and it's vicious, well, then I'm going to be able to take your vicious beast out.
Yeah, I just
I don't care if it's a pit bull or an alligator.
Yeah, I sort of feel that way. Now, I mean, this guy and his homogeny would just love to see everybody with Irish setters or golden retrievers or, you know, some other happy, dumb dog.
Stupid dog.
Now, I'm you know, it just seems
retrievers
like...
Retrievers really are dumb, aren't they? The ones I've seen seem to be.
It seems to be it's what people say. And it seems to me that it's difficult for happy and smart to live in the same world, like whether it's dogs or people or whatever. It, you know, it's just a...
Now, wait a minute.
I'm just saying that's
how
it looks.
The beast is a pretty happy dog, and she's pretty darn smart.
Well, that's because you live with her and you get to see her smart all the time. But you know, it's difficult for people to look at happy and smart in the same way.
Well, let me go down the rest of this here, because there's still some requirements that we haven't gotten to of this bill as far as the proposals, what you would have to do if you're a pit bull owner. So if this bill passed and you have a pit bull and you wanted to keep your pit bull, well, you'd have to erect an 8-foot high fence on your property that extends 1 foot into the ground. You'd have to display a sign reading pit bull dog on your property. Also, let's see, there's a grandfather clause which says that you'd have to have your dog spayed or neutered. In addition, a pit bull owner would have to be age 21 or older, because apparently if you're 18, you just can't decide to own a dog. I mean, gosh, you can't even decide to drink. How could you possibly own a dog at 18? So you'd have to be 21 or older, and you'd have to be required to have a $100,000 liability insurance policy on every single pit bull that you owned.
Wow.
What would it cost to have a $100,000 insurance policy?
I don't know, but I would think that the people that, the companies that offered it would, in all likelihood, it would depend on what the statistical likelihood of them having to pay out. If there's no telling what the answer is. But the companies are liable to do a little gouging.
Because
they
just because it's mandatory.
It's mandatory. You've got to have this stuff. Either that or you don't have the dog that you love.
I wonder if Mr. Vesselhoff, the representative in question here, I wonder if he has any connections to the insurance industry. You know, does he have any stock in insurance companies there in the state of Oklahoma? Because he sure would stand to benefit from that.
He sure would. And it's funny how that crap works. Yeah. It really is, you know.
This gets better, man. Each pit bull would have to be tattooed or otherwise marked when it's registered with the state. So apparently, actually having the little chain around its neck, having the little tag, that's not going to be good enough if you have a pit bull. You're actually going to have to mark that sucker.
You know, that chain is so offensive. The little tag that they give you. You have to have this on your animal at all times, otherwise we'll take it away and kill it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's sort of the unspoken threat of not having that tag on there.
Sure,
we will take your animal away and put it to sleep,
or charge you to take it back.
God knows if you don't put this little tag on it. I mean,
it's just control. That's all that is.
It is. You've been licensed to own a cat. Congratulations. Here, I, of the state of Florida, do hereby, it's my great pleasure to license you to own a cat.
Hey, marriage license, animal licenses, all it is about you bowing down to the state and giving them your hard-earned money. They didn't do anything to deserve it.
No, they didn't.
And in regards to, let's stop for a moment and pause on this, because somebody could call in and say, well, the reason we have licensing is to protect people from rabies. We want to make sure that these animals have rabies shots. How would they have rabies shots if it wasn't for licensing?
Well, I don't think people would want to give, want their animal. This is it. If your dog gets out and bites somebody, the only way to tell if your dog has rabies is to cut its head off. That's the only way. They can't test for rabies any other way.
Mm-hmm.
So, if your dog gets out and bites somebody, and you don't have a rabies proof of a rabies tag, somebody's going to cut the head off your dog. Now, that is a good way to motivate people.
Plus, I would think insurance companies would also, want to have you have a dog with a rabies shot.
Because
veterinarians would get involved as well to encourage it.
At that point, the dog has initiated force. And I'm sorry, but, what else are you going to do?
Well, plus, there's also plenty of people that just don't bother with that stuff today, even with all the laws.
Sure.
So, still, it's only the law-abiding people that will follow this stuff.
More coming up.
Free Talk Live, take control of the show.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is trivortex.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
You don't love me anymore. You used to take such good care of me.
Is that my car talking to me?
Yes. You neglect me, change my oil late most of the time. Use the cheapest gas. I'm getting sick. One of these days, I'm just going to give up.
Wait a minute. I've got 3 more years of payments on you.
If you want me to last forever, you need to add protected engine treatment, protected transmission treatment, and especially protected complete fuel system treatment. Protected unique synthetic fortifiers treat the metal and the oil to reduce friction like no other.
Okay, I'll add some Protecta, but you'll have to perform.
How about faster acceleration, more horsepower, longer lasting? I'll always be there for you.
So if you want more, treat it right with Protecta by SFR. For a special offer of free shipping, go to www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have archives there. Months worth of the show. We give it all away to you right there on the front page of the site. There's no logging in. There's no membership fees. It's all free.
Aren't we nice?
We are. FreeTalkLive.com. So, still talking about this pit bull thing. I'm pretty much almost done with it at this point. But Oklahoma possibly looking at a pit bull ban, including lots of provisions for people with existing pit bulls, including mandatory neutering and spaying of them. You have to erect an 8-foot fence around your property. And you have to put the dog in some sort of a structure that's solid and impenetrable by a child. And then each pit bull would have to be tattooed and otherwise marked when it's registered with the state. Owners would not be able to sell or transfer the dogs to other individuals in Oklahoma, excluding family members. And a person living in Oklahoma will not be able to bring in a new pit bull from out of state. So, again, these laws affect the law-abiding. And how would you possibly know? I mean, if you were moving into Oklahoma, remember how they say, oh, well, ignorance of the law is no excuse, but it's ludicrous to suggest that people could possibly know what the laws are in any given state, let alone any locality or at a federal level. It's impossible to know this stuff.
It really is impossible for everybody to know all that stuff.
Am I supposed to check the law books, call a lawyer up? I mean, we're going to move to New Hampshire one of these days,
right?
Manwich. Am I supposed to call up a lawyer in New Hampshire and say, I've got a phone that I'm moving up there. I want to make sure it passes regulations. I've got a red cup that I'm going to bring, a bottle of glue. Can I have glue in New Hampshire? There's a chance I might sniff some of it. Let's see. I've got a dog and two birds. I mean, how much stuff are you... What are you supposed to check out when you move somewhere?
It does seem ridiculous. I mean, imagine for a moment that you have purchased a home in a state like this, and you know what it's like to buy a new home or a new car or new anything. You're upside down on that thing for a while.
Yeah.
You know, you have not made money. Now, perhaps you intend to make money on this property, or at least to intend to break even, or you intend to live there for a certain period of time, but you show up there in Oklahoma, what are you going to do when, a month, 2 months after you got there, the old dog police come to the door and say, hey, is that a pit bull you got out back?
What do you mean?
Well, yeah, what kind of dog is that out back?
It's got some pit in it.
Well, here in Oklahoma, it's against the law to own a pit.
Well, how much of a pit? I mean, it's not a full pit.
Much as I say.
Yeah, exactly. That's another factor here. I mean, is it 1% pit? Is that a little too much? 25% pit? I mean, and how are you going to tell? You know, sample the dog's blood and run a test? Or is it only going to be if it looks like a pit? Is it only going to be if the dog catcher happens to think it's a pit? Or if the neighbor thinks it's a pit? And this is really a frightening idea. But apparently he's basing it off of something that's already happening in Denver. He claims it stood up to two legal challenges, where they have actually banned pit bulls. If you're in Denver and you can comment, 800-259-9231. If you've ever come across this, because this is elsewhere, I don't think it's just in Denver. If you've ever come across a dog breed ban like this, we'd love to hear from you. 800-259-9231. I think it's terrible. Let people take responsibility for their own actions and take responsibility for their animals' actions. What has been the problem with that up until this point? Has that been just a major failure? I mean, have people not been held responsible for the actions of their animals, biting other people?
Well, and this is very reactionary. Now, let's think,
it is, like most laws.
Well, let's think about this for a second. I mean, if you're successful in this, this really can snowball. You know, you get rid of the pits and say some of the biting goes down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or they can prove it. You know how you can kind of screw with it. And look,
well, yeah,
here's little Johnny who was mauled by a pit. Now we're all safe because the pits are gone.
Sure.
Well, then are they going to take away the Rottweilers, the Doberman Pinschers,
good
and
point.
The Weimaraners?
They're
and the
dangerous,
other,
too.
You know, the Cane Corsos and
yeah.
all the other, you know, the Neapolitan Mastiffs.
Chow.
Chows are an excellent choice.
Right.
You know, any of these breeds, are they going to take those away? Well, pretty soon, the only dogs that are going to be left to bite people are going to be Labrador Retrievers, Golden
right.
Retrievers, you know, Foxhounds, you know, all these happy breeds. Well, then they're going to have to get rid of them, too.
Well, presuming one of them bites another dog.
Well, they will do that.
Right.
Please. I mean, they're dogs.
Inevitable.
And kids, you know, kids and the way it is, most dogs are very, very, very good around children.
Sure.
I mean, you know, dogs have lived in close conjunction to families and therefore children for a long time. But every now and then, you know, look at spaniels, those crazy things. A lot of spaniels bite people all the time. It wouldn't seem like it, would it?
I had to chuckle at this last line in this article. Oh, let me read the. Okay, here we go. Vesselhoff, the representative that has created this law, says the parents of Cody Yelton were pleased when they learned that the proposed legislation will be named in honor of their son. He is such a pathetic loser, this Vesselhoff guy.
Vesselhoff.
He is the perennial politician talking about taking away other people's rights because some parents allowed their child to be near a pit bull. Because maybe the pit bull got out and mauled this child. And that's, you know, it's tragic. It's too bad. But it should be dealt with on an individual basis. It should be dealt with on a person-to-person basis. You know, if you want to have a law that says that, you know, an owner will be held responsible for his animal's actions, that's fine. But beyond that, banning pit bulls? Utter insanity. 800-259-9231, so there. Let's go to the email box, man, which we got lots of interesting emails that have come in here. This one from a younger listener to Free Talk Live. It's Nate. He says, I heard you mention someone's email about the government's drug war in high schools. I went to the failed public school system for middle school and in some of high school. I later switched to a private school, and I'm still there. Now, at the public school, I had access to cocaine, and the dealer was recently busted, he says. Mushrooms. PCP, he says. Pot was everywhere, and alcohol is more popular than drinking water. Now I'm proud to say I've never done drugs, and the government has done nothing to shelter me from the drugs. For they were all around me all the time. Now, at the private school, there's a huge decline in drugs circulating in the school. It's like night and day. The reason for the decline might be because the private school is regarded as a higher class school, or because you get expelled if you're caught with drugs in or out of school. Just thought I would back up the other kid's comment on the drug war from a high school. P.S. I'm going to the University of New Hampshire so I can join the Free State Project.
Great.
Yeah.
That's fabulous.
That is way cool. Although we've got another email in the box, which I don't have in front of me, that says pretty much the opposite. It says that it's from someone who was going to a private school, and they claim that drugs are everywhere. And in fact, we have Jason in here on Wednesday nights. He went to a private school in high school, and he will point out that drugs are everywhere. But maybe what he's saying is that there's not as much going on campus. Maybe because it is a little more strictly enforced there. But nonetheless, it seems to me that private school kids are just as likely to use drugs as anybody else. In fact, they're just more easily able to afford them. And they've got rich parents for the most part. They have access to money. And they can buy cocaine. And they can buy things like that.
Well, you know, I went to private school at a different time than you and Jason did.
Right, you went to elementary school. I never went to private school.
Well, I went to I didn't just go to elementary school. I went there through 8th grade.
Oh, okay.
And I'm not saying that, you know, at that time, there were no drugs in my school that I came in contact with.
Yeah, it's not likely that you're really going to come into contact with anything until probably 9th or 10th grade, I wouldn't think.
Who knows?
Maybe at a government school, it'd be more likely at 8th grade level, but I can't imagine.
You're saying the government schools are more likely to have drugs and alcohol in them?
Maybe slightly. I mean, that in the school, I would say yes. But as far as the usage rates of the students, I would say it's about the same.
I don't know.
More coming back. You take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
For thousands of years, the secret of vitality, strength, virility, and endurance was kept by the ancient Incas. Until now. Maca, a tuberous plant that only grows in one area of the Andes Mountains, is a functional food, and it contains no cholesterol, is rich in vitamins, minerals, fiber, protein, 5 natural sterols, and 7 of the 9 essential amino acids. The folks at Vitamir have now made Maca available in powder form so that you can experience its nutritional benefits. Call 877-817-9829 to order Maca today. Maca also contains tannins, flavonoids, alkaloids, and fatty acids not found in other foods. Try Maca, and you'll know the secret of the ancient Incas. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, and order your Maca today. Maca, now you'll know the secret.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit. A collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
You need your cup of coffee each morning, right? But you're not sure if it's right for your health. Now there's Gano Coffee. Gano Coffee is the new low-acid, low-caffeine, naturally healthy coffee. What makes Gano Coffee special is the secret ingredient Ganoderma, a concentration of red reishi mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. 2 to 3 packets of Gano Coffee can replace a whole pot of coffee. All-natural Gano Coffee tastes great and is a smart alternative for optimal health and longevity. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Sample Gano Coffee for yourself for only the cost of shipping and handling. Try Gano Coffee today. Visit www.coffeeontheair.com. That's coffeeontheair.com. Or call 866-271-3653. That's 866-271-3653. Call now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves, bring up anything. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have the map, the listener map. You go to map.freetalklive.com and you can add yourself to it. We've got over 800 of our listeners that have done it so far. It's simple. It's free. You go to map.freetalklive.com, plug in your location, add your name. You can add a photo of yourself if you like. That's optional. As well as a little phrase to go along with your entry, and you'll be mapped at map.freetalklive.com. So, coming up, we've got an update on the Steve Cubby situation. And we promised it last night, and we didn't get to it. And things haven't really changed between yesterday and today, so we will still give you this update here tonight in a little bit. But I want to continue on with just a little bit more email here. This one from Mark, because we're way behind on emails. From Mark, he says, on Wednesday's show, you read over the list of economically free countries as a world list. What's the most free place, I thought? The answer is obvious. The Internet. The Internet is about the best microcosm of a free market's functions and potential that's available in the world for us to see. Governments, since the dawn of historic times, have been strictly set to govern and control a geographical area in the world, whether it be land, sea, or air. But the Internet is almost a fourth dimension to this system. And so far, it's been difficult for any governments to actually set foot on any web space to claim. With a natural lack of governmental control, the magic hand of the free market has been at work with the Internet. with all this lack of government controls and regulations of the Internet, shouldn't the Internet be out of control? Plenty of bad things, such as explicit pornography, instructions how to make explosives, how to create drugs, etc., are available to anyone on the net. Shouldn't people be out of control as a result? The children so corrupted due to this great freedom? To all the possibilities of bad things that go on in the government-controlled physical world, it has been answered with government. To all the possibilities of bad things that happen on the Internet, free market, voluntary solutions respond. In the real world, people cheat others. People that cheat others, steal information, and commit fraud are left for the police to pursue hopelessly. On the Internet, free market solutions stop the unwanted behavior before it happens, in the case of spyware detectors, pop-up blockers, and virus scans. No government committee was needed to put these programs into place. There was a demand for security, and it was supplied. The children are protected through countless numbers of sites that offer programs that block unwanted sites that
sure there are.
Parents can pick and choose from.
Yeah.
Now, all of this doesn't happen by default. You have to take active steps. I mean, if you want your children to be protected, you must seek out the program. I mean, when you buy a computer and you flip it on, usually it's not going to have this stuff on it. But that's okay, because there's choices. I mean, it would be terrible if you could only get one model of computer and turn that thing on, and then there's only one particular brand of child protection software, and there's only one brand of virus protection software.
Well, if the government designed the computer, it would take an hour to boot up anyway, so no one would use the damn thing.
Yeah, if the government designed the computer, it would take a year to boot up, and it would take up your entire back bedroom. But in this case, we have choices, and so we can, for instance, we could go and get Internet access from a filtered Internet provider. You don't even actually have to have... These days, you don't have to have software on your computer if you don't want to, because smart kids can crack through that stuff, right?
Yeah.
If you put software on the computer and the kid knows more about you, it will be just a matter of time before it's gone. Well, and if you have Internet providing service that is actually filtered at the Internet provider,
yeah,
they can't do anything about that.
Absolutely. Isn't that... There's one of them out there called ClearSurf.com?
There's a variety of them. I'm not going to promote them.
I'm not trying to promote them. I'm just saying.
But anyway, this... So children are protected by the marketplace. In the real world, we have a licensing system in place to allegedly prevent bad businesses from existing. In the free market of the Internet, anyone can set up shop on their site, sell pretty much anything, or cheat people of money. Why doesn't this happen all of the time on the Internet? Well, when the Internet was first introduced to the mainstream public, there were many legitimate concerns on the case that people would be misleading or cheat people out of money over invisible Internet transactions. The market demanded security, and they got it. eBay implemented feedback ratings so people could easily judge who they wanted to buy from or sell to. Shady sellers with cheap sites would not get business if they weren't honest in their dealings. Soon enough, as it is today, buying over the Internet is very secure when dealing with sites that have good ratings and reputation. Now, what about all the other sites, though? I mean, yeah, eBay does a fine job of rating their sellers. But if you just, like, let's say you want to go out and buy a widescreen television, I mean, that's a pretty high-ticket item.
Sure.
You're looking to drop in $1,000 to $4,000 on a widescreen TV. It's easier to go into to Best Buy and take a look at it and load it up onto the truck. I mean, you're guaranteed to get what it is that you want. You can walk back into the store and take it back if you need to. And those are still some of the benefits of a brick-and-mortar store.
And people respond to those benefits.
Right. But over the Internet, you could get it cheaper, and you could get that same model delivered straight to your house. Just you're taking a little bit of a risk that is the person you're dealing with legitimate. Well, in the case of the...
Some people, you know, that delivered the house thing's a big deal. You know, they might be bedridden, ill, you know, whatever. Those are important things to them.
The box stores will deliver to the house, too.
Well, they add, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I've never...
just costs a little bit extra.
It'll cost a little bit extra, but I say the price issue is mostly the reason that people buy online.
Of course it is. So you're risking, though. I mean, you're risking, is this dealer shady? Well, that's why there are actually websites that are devoted to allowing people to write reviews of dealers. So it's not just eBay that's protecting people. It's other websites out there, third parties, people that aren't involved in the transaction at all, but they just simply exist to rate sellers. I mean, have you seen these things, Bandwidth, where it shows you the star rating that they have and how many people have rated them, and you can scroll down through and read all the reviews from people? It's just amazing.
Well, I have seen them, like, on Amazon rating books and that sort of thing. But mostly I stay with the bigger stuff. I'm not, the bigger sites, you know, Amazon, eBay.
Right.
I've had, you know, I can't countless transactions, 30, 40, 50 transactions on eBay. I don't think I've only had one problem, and it was pretty minor.
And for the amount of money that you'd saved in all of the other transactions,
yeah,
it would have more than paid for your hassle. 800-259-9231, the free market of the internet. We'll talk a little bit more about this. Coming up, you take control of the show. It is Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calvin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calvin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calvin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calvin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calvinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves if you'd like, 800-259-9231. Otherwise, you'll be victim to what we want to talk about. Right now, actually, we're in the middle of some emails. Because we have a lot of people that have thoughts. So we've got a huge podcast, internet listening audience. Mm-hmm. And by the way, still welcome aboard to WVNA out there in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Alabama. We're on. We're just on a sort of a delayed basis at the moment. Mm. We're going to be a little less delayed pretty soon, but we wanted to welcome you guys. And feel free to get involved in the show via emails. You don't have to be listening live to call in. So you can always take control of the airwaves with any topic.
Little advice to the emailers out there. Shorter it is, better chance it'll get read on the show.
That's true.
You know, you write yourself a nice, big, long email.
Yeah, it feels good to write those.
It does.
Right.
I'm going to read it, but I don't want to edit it,
right.
You know, to get the finer points out of it.
If it's too long, I'll write back and say, look, can you boil this down to 3 paragraphs? Because I don't have time to read it. Because we get lots of emails. Anyway, FTL at freetalklive.com is the email address. We're in the midst of something here about how the internet is, well, pretty free market. It's pretty much unregulated. And our emailer is talking about how it is that, well, the marketplace is providing protections over the internet, whether it be filtering software for children, for parents that are concerned about what their kids might run across online, or antivirus software, anti-spyware stuff. And he says, the internet's also a perfect example of how the free market... Oh, excuse me. Cancel that. Let's go back to... In an unbridled free market, wouldn't the disadvantage be left out and abandoned? Many sites, including Free Talk Live, cater to their visitors who are still on dial-up. Free health care is given through virus and spyware protections. Anyone can start an eBay account and start trading. Tons of free bandwidth, website makers, and image hosting are available to people free of charge. Homeless John, who's called into the show before, even set up his own website. And he doesn't even have a computer.
Yep.
The claim is that a free market abandons the poor is smashed in the reality of cyber world. Also, the Internet's a perfect example of how the free market allows anyone, no matter how low budget, to climb the ranks. Without the Internet, where would Free Talk Live be? Where would the Free State Project and all these great communities be without free Internet, the free Internet market? Trying to play it in the physical world, with so many taxes and regulations, Free Talk Live would be strangled to maybe one single location. And you know what? He's probably right about
that. Yeah, absolutely.
With the free market of the Internet, Free Talk Live can reach millions of people all around the world and for much less expense than working the FCC market. Could the Free State Project be able to afford advertising on CNN and Fox News? Would they have nearly 7,000 people if not for the Internet? Of course not. There had actually been some Free State Project-esque movements before the Free State Project, mm-hmm. and they all fizzled out because they didn't have any way of getting the word out. The Internet is why the Free State Project happened.
Right. Otherwise, it'd be photocopying pamphlets and handing them off at LP meetings and hoping that you hit enough libertarians that it makes a difference. And that's pretty inefficient.
Indeed. Let's go to Jeff in Colorado. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuich.
DJ Blaze.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I just wanted to make a couple of comments. Well, the first one is talking about the Internet. I want to
Blaze away. You got about a minute, Jeff. Go for it.
Yeah, well, it's communication snooping. The government has this deal that it's spelled C-A-R-N-I-V-O-R-E.
Yeah.
Carnivore.
Yeah, you know about that. It's basically snooping.
Right. Do they snoop on radio shows? So, like, if I say bomb, 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 the president, bomb, bomb, would they know?
Oh, yeah, they'll know.
Okay. But bomb the president, bomb, bomb. Okay.
You guys can hold me over. I'm not finished.
Oh, all right, Jeff. You've convinced me. We're going to only give you another minute, though, after we hold you over, so be patient. 800-259-9231. You got to restrict Jeff. He's better if he has a less amount of time.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's just how it is. You're better if you have restrictions. We're coming back with more. Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you a...